Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Is your club looking for a new kit? Don't forget to try the 3D kit designer online at flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk, always a delight to speak to Maggie Birkinshaw. And Maggie, we're going to look at Leeds Athletic Netball Club holding an open day on the 20th of April. I want to start first by looking at a bit of a history about the club.
Oh, crikey, Andy. Well, firstly, thank you so much for asking me to come on and have the chat today. It's really kind of you. So it's probably been a club that's been in existence at least 60 years. So probably one of the longest running clubs. I have been there coming up for 4 or 5 years next year. So I've been there a long time. I might add, I went there as a very young player.
This particular day is obviously going to be looking for new players to join the club. Any age ranges in particular? Because you've got a lot of teams.
Yeah, we have. Our head coach, Anna Carter, came up with the brilliant idea in relation to just trying to compete with the exceptionally strong clubs in the Northwest. Rather than having two age groups together, so it would be under 10s, under 12s, under 14s, under 16s, she split them down. So we've now split our teams down. So we have under 10s, 11s, 12s, 13s, 14s, 15s and 16s through the age group pathway. And as a consequence of doing that, which has come to fruition really this season, we now know that we need to find those exceptional players that are out there to just swell the teams that we've already got, because we're not holding trials. Leeds Athletic are not holding trials this season because we recognise that there's a lot of hard work gone into the players that we have, that we have had some from being, you know, 8 and 9 years of age, that are just progressing our club pathway. And we believe that all that work that's gone into them, we don't want to lose that. But what we do want to do now that we split our age groups down is to just build on what we've already got and just get that depth within each age group. So that's why we're looking for players. We have two sets of open days going on. And no, we're calling them open days and not trials. 20th of April at Sedbre Sports Centre in Cleckheaton, Bradford. That's for the under 12s, 13s and 14s. So for as much as I put them 12s, 13s and 14s, we are looking, as I said, to split them down. And that's between 10:30 and 1. And then on Saturday, the 4th of May, we have under 10s and under 11s at Bradford College. So, yeah, we are, for some of the squads, looking for circle defenders and shooters. That would be across the 12s, 13s and 14s. But we don't say no. We won't say no to anybody that wants to come along to one of those open days. We'll certainly have a little look at you and work with you. Our under 10s will be a new cohort. So those are all those 9-year-olds that are wanting to get that introduction into netball. Yeah. So that's where they're in. And then we want to just build on what we've got with our under 11s.
All my next batch of questions in one answer. So thanks again for your time. See you later. No, I suppose in a way as well, you'll be on the lookout for the next shows, the next Nat Panagaris.
Oh, I mean, you're just talking about legends of our game that's still, you know, at the pinnacle of their sport and still playing exceptionally well, as people can see every single week. Absolutely. You know, when the Jess Shaws and the Nat Metcalfs came into the world of netball, you know, I don't know whether their dream was to be where they are right now, to one still be playing for the Roses and one having played for the Roses. But, you know, they're out there. It could be you. And so why not come along and just try it if you've never tried it before as an under 10. And if you're in it at the moment and you love it and you fancy a new challenge because of what we try to give to our players at Leeds Athletic, then we'd love to see you.
Just got to say as well, well done on the recent ENG under 14 Northern Conference champs after you beat Grangetown. And Jell will love me if she hears this, but they're the local prem team to me. So what type of game was it?
That under 14 squad is a force to be reckoned with. They are building and building beautifully. Nicola and Anna are the head coaches of that particular age group, and they're building towards the national clubs competition, which will be in May. And they're just unbelievable. They are technically brilliant. You know, they are game smart, savvy. And when you watch them, they defy their age. You know, these are girls who are 14, but yet play like they've got years worth of experience as a consequence of us reaching out and finding new competition and new experiences and opportunities for our players. So, you know, we're playing across all competitions, the likes of the Sisters in Sport, the E&G. We obviously play within our local region of the West Yorkshire League. And we're also taking our girls into the Northwest as well to play within the Bury League. So they play there on a Sunday because there's no disputing. The netballers that come out of the Northwest are exceptional. And if you want to be an exceptional player and an exceptional team and club, then you've got to be competing weekly with these exceptional squads and teams. So that's what we do every single week. Our age groups all go to Bury and play in the Northwest League. And it just brings on the players' learning exponentially. They are doing so well as a consequence of that.
We almost got to the end of the chat without a word on Rhinos. So what's that like, being involved with that setup at this season? And maybe just a word on the team's start?
It's a very steady start and build and grind. I think we would all accept at Rhinos that there were a couple of games that we could have and should have got over the line.
Yeah.
But the beauty is that every single week we play, we see progression and we see what we're building towards, which is playing really good quality netball, playing our brand of netball, and the support that we have around us is building to make that happen. So yeah, it's a steady build, a steady burn, but we're getting there. They're a great bunch of athletes. And, you know, we're led by Liana, who really knows her stuff.
Excellent. Maggie, just remind me of the times and the details of the open day, please.
Yes, certainly. So the first one is Saturday, the 20th of April. That's 10:30 till 1 p.m. at Sedbury Sports and Leisure Centre, I think it's called, which is at Lowmore in Bradford. And the second one is Saturday, the 4th of May, which is for under-10s and under-11s at Bradford College, 10:30 till 1 p.m. And if you want to register to attend, just go on the website, leedsathleticnetballclub.org.uk.
Excellent. Maggie, thank you as always for your time, and speak soon.
And it's a pleasure, always. Thank you.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.